Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry. Have you ever doubted whether God will really let you into heaven? As you ponder that question, take a deep breath. Try to relax your neck and your shoulders. Prepare to meditate on God's infinite love for you. God's love for you never ends. It's immeasurable. If you believe and trust in Jesus, then you are assured a place in his kingdom. Long ago, the Apostle Paul addressed this very issue in his letter to the church at Ephesus. This is what he wrote in chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory." When you believed in Jesus, God marked you with a seal, his Holy Spirit. Your inheritance in the kingdom of God is guaranteed. God always keeps his promises. You are assured a place in heaven, not because of who you are, but because of who you know. Jesus. My dear friend, God doesn't want you to live in constant doubt about your future. If you trust in Jesus, then you have his Spirit in you. You are marked with a seal. Your future in heaven is guaranteed. This week, embrace God's promise. Walk boldly with his peace. Let's pray together. Dear Father, thank you for not giving up on me. I don't understand why you love me. I only know that you do. Forgive me for those moments when I doubt your promises, when I get wrapped up in worldly things. Father, help me to keep my eyes on you. I want to walk each day with your peace in my life, with a firm belief that my inheritance is guaranteed. I want to shine your light for others. Help me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you can, close your eyes. Picture yourself handing all your troubles to God, your worries, your problems. Now, imagine what your future in God's kingdom will be like. Dwell on that thought. take a moment to examine yourself. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess your sins to God. The Bible compares the Holy Spirit to a deposit or a down payment. The Spirit is the guarantee of your future inheritance. The Spirit is the Father's way of assuring you are His child forever. Listen now as I read Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 in the New International Version. When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. As I read that again, ask God to open your eyes to a specific word or phrase. When you believed, you are marked in Him with a seal. The promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession to the praise of His glory. What stood out? Spend a few moments meditating on God's Word. The Greek word for sealed during Paul's time was used to mean stamping a letter with a signet ring or mark. In doing that, the sender of the letter was making it known to everyone, "That's mine." How does that change how you view God's guarantee? Listen as I read Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 in the New Living Translation. When you believed in Christ, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom He promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance He promised and that He has purchased us to be His own people. You've likely purchased a product that came with a guarantee. Maybe it was a one-year guarantee, or even two or three. Maybe you've even owned a product that broke down days after the guarantee expired. That's not how God works. God's promises are forever. The Holy Spirit is protecting you and preserving you until your day of inheritance arrives. Contemplate now how this promise affects you. Are you trusting in your own power for your inheritance or God's power? Talk to God about it. Listen as I read this passage from Ephesians in the New King James Version. Having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. You know, we often write our name on personal items that belong to us. Toys, tools, and even serving dishes taken to a potluck. That way, everyone knows who owns them. God has written His name on you. The Bible says you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. You were marked with the very name of God Himself. You belong to the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. How should this marvelous truth impact how you approach each day? We live in a world filled with lies. Some days it's hard to know who to trust. God, though, never lies. The Bible even says He cannot lie. Truth is at the core of His nature. He makes a promise, and He keeps it. The Bible doesn't say you will be marked. It says that if you believed, you have been marked. God will never let go of you. So trust Him. Believers have two choices when they grow discouraged in life. They can turn to the things of this world, which are temporary, or they can take solace in God's promises, looking forward to their future inheritance. Where do you turn? In Ephesians 1, verse 14, the Apostle Paul said, "Our salvation should drive us to worship God." In the words of Paul, God gave us the seal of the Spirit so we would praise and glorify Him. Spend the next few moments worshiping God for what He did for you. Let's pray. Father, I am in awe. You loved me when I was unworthy. You purchased me to be your own. You sealed me with the Holy Spirit in order to guarantee my inheritance. You've placed your name on me to mark me as your own. Thank you, Father. Draw me closer to you. Help me to walk with peace and joy this week, knowing that no matter what troubles come my way, I am yours forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This week, walk with the joy and peace of the Lord, knowing that your inheritance is guaranteed. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.